That the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any of you want to become my followers, let him deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Last week we talked about covenants. Remember that? Remember the difference between a covenant and a contract? What happens when a contract is broken by one side? The other side no longer needs to perform. But when a covenant is broken by one side, the other side still performs. So today we deal with another covenant. Last week we talked about Noah. And remember the symbol that was given to him. The rainbow, a reminder to God, a reminder to all people of God's promise not to destroy the earth again that way. And then we get to the promise that God made to Abraham. And God makes his promise over and over and over again to Abraham. And I'm sure that Abraham kept wondering, "And Lord, when are you going to fulfill this promise of yours?" Because today we heard from Genesis chapter 17. But this promise began long before that. It was back in Genesis chapter 12. And it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, 'Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai, and his brother's son Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran, and set forth to go to the land of Canaan." So he's 75 years old when God tells him that God will make of him a great nation. And the time passes. And the time passes. And the time passes. And still Abram and Sarai have no children. So how is this promise supposed to be performed? Now, how many of you are old enough that you no longer expect to have children? Can you imagine when you are 75 years old as a man, and about 10 years younger than that, about 65 or so, God telling you that you're going to start to have children? Yeah, I'm seeing the heads go, And Abram, And Sarah, I believe this promise, but they're wondering, when is this going to happen? We're just getting older as time goes on. We are not getting any younger, God. So how is this supposed to happen? And after a while, they start to really wonder. And so in chapter 15, we hear that the Lord comes to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram, because by this time he's thinking, I'm going to have to give all of my goods to my servant. Maybe that's how God's going to fulfill this promise, that somehow through my servant, this is all going to happen. So God comes to him in a vision and says, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward will be very great. But Abram said, oh, Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, this man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. And then God brought Abram outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And we're told Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. And the time passes. And the time passes. And still Sarai is barren. And so they decide to take matters into their own hands. It says, now Sarai, Abram's wife, bore him no children. She had an Egyptian slave girl whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, you see that the Lord has prevented me from bearing children. Go into my slave girl. It may be that I shall obtain children by her. And Abram listened to the voice of Sarai. So after Abram had lived 10 years in the land of Canaan, so 10 years have passed. He's 85 years old. So he goes to the slave girl, and she conceives. And when she notices that she has conceived and her mistress has not, she has contempt upon her. And Sarai says to Abram, may the wrong done to me be on you. I gave my slave girl to your embrace, and when she saw that she had conceived, she looked on me with contempt. May the Lord judge between you and me. It's like, what a situation to be in. But Abram said to Sarai, your slave girl is in your power. Do to her as you please. And Sarai dealt harshly with her, and she ran away. This is not going well. We know that Hagar gives birth to Ishmael. But this is not the fulfillment of the promise. God had told Abram that he and Sarai would have a child, and Ishmael is not that child. And so now we get to today's reading, where God comes to Abram once again and once again tells him that he is faithful to his promises. When Abram was 99 years old, okay, how many of you men at the age of 99 want to have children? Do you want a baby at 99? When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will make you exceedingly numerous. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. Abram's heard this so many times before. When he was 75 years old, he heard it. He's 99 years old, he's hearing it again. God says, you shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. And then God changes his name. No longer shall your name be Abram, which is high father, but your name shall be Abraham, which means father of multitudes. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and in your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, all the land of Canaan, for perpetual holding. And I will be their God. And God says to the man now known as Abraham, and as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you throughout their generations. And that covenant is the covenant of circumcision, so that they remember in their flesh the promises of God. And then you can imagine, Abraham still wonders, when is this going to happen? But it does. For God says to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall give rise to nations. Kings of people shall come from her. It says, and Abraham fell on his face and laughed, which is probably what I would do. I mean, maybe not fall on my face when I'm 99 years old, because it's a little hard to get back up. But he's laughing, and he says to himself, can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? If he's 99 now, this child is going to be born when he's 100 years old. Can Sarah, who is 90 years old, still bear a child? Imagine she'll be 91 when this child is born. I've heard it said that menopause is given to us because if we have a child when we're too old, we will put it down and forget where we left it. But here she is. She's going to be 91 years old when she has this baby. And Abraham says to God, oh, that Ishmael might live in your sight. And God says, no. I told you, not Ishmael, but a son born to you and to your wife, now known as Sarah. This is the promise that I made to you, and I'm going to keep this promise. And I have to wonder how this is going to happen. But we know what happens, don't we? That there is a visit by three men who are treated with hospitality and say, in a year's time, your wife will have a son. And Sarah, upon hearing that, laughs. And a year later, indeed, she gives birth to a son and they name him Isaac, which means laughter. God fulfills God's promises. We may make promises all the time, and as much as we may want to fulfill them, we sometimes don't. But God is a keeper of promises. And God promised Abraham and Sarah that they would be the ancestors of a multitude, more numerous than the stars, more numerous than they could ever believe. And it's true. It came to pass, just as God said, but in God's own time. And the people throughout the generations, as they saw life sometimes turn against them, wondered when God was going to send them a Messiah. And the years passed, and the years passed, and the years passed, until finally God fulfilled God's promise. And we see that in Jesus, who we call the Christ, the Anointed One. But we hear in today's gospel that they wanted a different sort of Messiah. They didn't want one who was going to suffer and die. And Peter rebukes Jesus. And Jesus in turn rebukes him and says, "You are thinking only in a human way, not in the ways of God." This is what we need to remember, that God's ways are not our ways. God's timing is not our timing. But God keeps God's promises. God's faithfulness is forever, for all generations. Amen.